Blog Talk Radio.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey. Hey.
Help me now.
Welcome to Woman to Woman. Hey, Mr. DJ, can you play my favorite song? It's the one about Jesus. Amen, amen. I just get excited when anybody is talking or singing about Jesus. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I am your host on this very anointed broadcast, Woman to Woman, and it is a blessing. It is a blessing to be coming to you live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, our topic today is a hot one. It is a hot one. It is a very real one. It is much needed in the church. Lord, help me to stay out of his bed. And I tell you, after reading the book of my very special guest on today, she wrote a book. Minister Valerie Allen wrote a book entitled I'm Inspired. I'm sorry, I have been misquoting her title. I have the book right here. The title is I Am Inspired, The Beginning. And this is just the beginning. Amen. This book is anointed. I read this book, and in the beginning, I was like, wow. And in the middle, I was like, wow. And at the end, I was like, wow. Praise God. An anointed and appointed book for such a time as this. And Minister Valerie Allen is with us on today. She is my first guest that I will be highlighting during this series of highlighting powerful women of God. It is a blessing to be able to give back. I have been honored by so many women. I've received trophies and certificates and awards and acknowledgments and kudos and words of encouragement from so many women. So it is my pleasure today to give back. Amen. And I will be doing that over the next few months for the rest of the year. So if you are a woman in ministry and you would like to be highlighted, please hit me up at Power in the Word, the number one at yahoo.com. So it's Power in the Word one at yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. You can go ahead and connect with me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Pastor Rebecca S. You can connect with me on Twitter. But I want to hear from you because God, this is a season where God is bringing some of you out of the shadows onto center stage. This is a time when you have been preparing in the shadows. You've been going through your preparation process. Amen. You have been faithful over the few things, and now God is ready to put you in charge of much. So there are some women that I'm going to be highlighting, and it's your due season. Amen. This is your due season. Amen, and praise God. So we're going to get started. Our guest is here. The chat room is open. I want to welcome Deliverance by Faith, also Sister Gazelle Simmons, and also our Minister Allen is in the chat room. I want to welcome you to the chat room. Our phones are lit up. You can call in to listen, 646-652-4832, if you're having any reception problems, or you can call in to talk with us. After I interview Valerie Allen, I will be opening up the phone lines so that we can talk about this topic. Now, you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, what does I Am Inspired have to do with Lord Help Me to Stay Out of His Bed? Well, I want to tell you it has a lot to do with it. Stay tuned. If you have to run, I just want to just encourage you to come back and listen to the archives because you don't want to miss what God is getting ready to do up in here. You know, we have to get real. You know, the Bible says that the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that word for truth is reality. If you look, I was looking in my Amplified. I didn't go and look at the Greek. But the Amplified right there in parentheses next to truth had reality. It's time for us to get real. We have to take off the mask. We have to get real with ourselves. We have to stop hiding, stop shucking, stop jiving, stop playing games, stop playing church. Amen. And we just have to get real with ourselves, get real with God, because if the truth were to be told, a lot of us are struggling with this lust thing. You know, how can I? You know, I mean, it gets lonely. Being a single woman, I know it gets lonely sometimes. You know, and even being a married woman, it gets lonely because your husband may not be paying the attention to you that you need. So how do you stay out of that other man's bed? Come on, somebody. You know, it's not just for single women. This is not just a broadcast for single women. Amen. So this is for all of us. This is for all of us. We all need this topic, single and married, because how many of you know you're married, but, you know, there is always somebody that's going to be looking at you, amen, hallelujah, there's always somebody that's going to be looking at you. Okay, so the devil is a liar. Can you hear me now? It looks like I lost connection, amen, right in the middle of that testimony. But you know what? God gets the glory. I looked at the switchboard. I was like, where are my callers? And then it looked like I had been knocked off. But let me tell you something. God is going to get the glory out of this broadcast on today. Let me tell you something. The devil is already defeated. Anytime that you're moving forward to do something for the Lord, the devil will come and try to come against the plan of God. But let me tell you, no weapon formed against you can prosper. You just keep moving forward doing what God has called you to do. This is a topic that is much needed. I don't know when I got cut off, but what I was saying was I passed the test. Amen. And we're going to talk about that some more. The devil knows what you like. He knows when you like it, how you like it, what color you like it, tall, dark, and handsome, amen, and he knows when you are at your neediest point, amen. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest, amen, and I bind up the hands of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for this broadcast. I thank you for all who are in the chat room. I thank you for all who are tuned in, oh God. And Father, right now, we bind up the hands of Satan and we loose liberty on this broadcast on today, oh God, that every woman, every person that tunes in will receive what they have come to receive. Lord, encourage the hearts of some. Father God, let this be to your glory, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Bless our speaker on today. Bless Minister Valerie Allen on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray, amen, and praise God. I'm going to put our guest on the air. I want to introduce her. Her name is Valerie Allen, Minister Valerie Allen. I met her a few weeks ago. Actually, I met her last year when I was honored at the Women of Power Awards brunch by Minister Lalisa Williams. Minister Valerie Allen is under the covering of Pastor Dr. Lloyd Preston Terrell over at St. John's United Methodist Church. That's at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. She is the author of the anointed book, I Am Inspired. Minister Valerie Allen is the mother of two boys, amen, two wonderful gifted boys, amen, and she will tell us more about that. She wrote this book, I Am Inspired, as a testimony and also as a tool, a ministry to encourage the hearts of women everywhere, amen. I tell you, I was preaching on last month, and I touched this woman on her shoulder, and the anointing in her pulled out the prophetic in me, and the Lord had me speak to her life, and I tell you, there was just so much power that was released, amen, and I know that she is going to bless all of us as we hear from her. So let us go ahead. I'm going to put Minister Valerie on the air right now because I want to open up the lines later on for all of you to call in with your comments and your questions. Amen. Minister Allen, Valerie, my sister, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. My Lord, God bless you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. What a pleasure to be here today. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and all the wonderful listeners' orders. It's God to be the glory, and it's my sincere, humble honor to be here today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless
Hallelujah. Him. I just am so blessed that the Lord reconnected us. You know, I met you last year over at the Women of Power Brunch, and then, again, the Lord had our paths crossed when he had you get up on the spur of the moment to come out and support me when I was preaching of the cry of a woman's heart over here in Orange, New Jersey. So I'm just glad for, you know, the divine appointment.
Amen.
That the Lord has allowed us to have. And I gave you a copy of my book, and you gave me a copy of your book, and you were
That's
so
right.
humble. You were like, I'm not here for me, I'm here for you.
Amen, amen.
But let me tell you, my sister, I started reading your book yesterday. I started reading it when I got it, but I've been so busy, so I just read the introduction. But I really got into your book yesterday. And let me tell you, I read your book, Minister Allen, from cover to cover. I did not put this book down until I finished it. I'm telling you, God is just so good. Let me tell you something. Let me read the back cover so that people will know what we're talking about.
Amen.
The back cover says, consequences
mm-hmm.
proceed every act of sin.
Oh, yes.
From the introduction, absolutely amazing. As I remember like it was yesterday when my life appeared bleak after the birth of my second child, truly I was taken by disbelief. No one was more surprised than me to verify I was 6 to 7 weeks pregnant. Can you believe I actually thought I caught the flu? And just when embarrassment, immense guilt, humiliation, and shame were seemingly enough to endure, I encountered more than I could have ever contemplated and imagined.
Amen.
My God.
Listen, I'm not certain where to begin today with you, Pastor Rebecca. I'm telling you, I've been on the phone since you started up the show. I was like, wow, this woman is on fire today, Lord. I thank you so much for this awesome opportunity. It is true. The Lord said in the word, written inspired word of God, that God will sincerely give us the desires of our hearts as we delight ourselves in him. And truly, let me just confer that I had the awesome opportunity of crossing paths, if you will, meeting you last year at the Empowered Women's Conference led by Minister Lalisa J. Williams. It was at that time when you stood up to receive your honorarium that the power of God fell on you. You opened up your mouth and the Holy Spirit of God filled it. And I'm telling you, I said, Lord, look at the preacher in the house. And it got me so stirred up that I began to praise the Lord. I remember that moment when you said, okay, y'all calm down now because I don't want to get started. I was like, but you can't get a praiser and a woman of God together like that and can't praise the Lord. So I said, Lord, I said, when would I ever meet Pastor Rebecca again? And I'm telling you, that Saturday when you were at that conference, I had the women's luncheon where you were, I had no idea you were going to be there. But the Lord knew. That's why I thank God that our steps are ordered of him. Steps of a good man is indeed ordered of the Lord. I received a call from Sister Linda Jamila that morning, 8:30 a.m. Now, mind you, because my day is God's will, thy will be done. His day is my day. My day is his day. There was no intended plan other than what he had planned for me. So I answered the phone 8:30. She called and gave an invite to come on out to this luncheon. And again, I don't recall her announcing who was going to be, the guest speaker, if you will, keynote, however, and so forth. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord said, yes, go. And I'm telling you, I didn't have anything prepared in regard to wardrobe, transportation, and the whole nine yards. But I said yes to the Lord, and mind you, the luncheon began at 12 o'clock. This is on the same day. But because I decided to follow Jesus, this is where I ended up that day. So as you know yourself, when we arrived right at the moment where the Lord had you to come up and begin to break bread. And you were coming out of the scripture in Luke, talking about the woman with, talking about the woman with the issue of blood, if I'm not mistaken.
Woman of thou art loose, right. Yes.
So woman thou art loose. And I heard that we were coming out of the restroom, and I heard the moment I heard that, I could hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking. I said, come on, Sister Linda, we got to get to our seats. Got to the seats, and I'm telling you, what an awesome move of God. What an awesome move of God. The power of God fell on you. The word of God went forth, and we understand I couldn't contain myself. I don't try to be and make no excuses for it. But when the power of God falls, I want to be where he is. So I tell you, what a blessing. And it's true, as you stated in confirmation, you came towards me. I didn't expect it, didn't ask for it in that regard. Again, just God, thy will be done. You laid hands on my shoulder. Had no idea that the Lord was going to speak prophetically in my life. And I had no idea that my life was so in line at the present moment with what the word was speaking, especially this one point where you were sharing about forgiveness. No one could have told me that I was hovering a spirit of forgiveness in my heart. But God knew there were some present circumstances and situations where, of course, obviously that was the case. But I thank the Lord for deliverance. Because I do recall in the word in which the Lord had allowed you to speak into my life was that I had to forgive, and that there was one, not just one, but multiple people that were against me, but that God was allowing this to happen so that it would draw me closer to Him. And in the end, as I recall, the final word was that God was going to get the glory out of my life.
And Pastor
Rebecca, I couldn't wait to today just to share with you how that word has come to pass. As God is my witness, the lunch was on that Saturday, that Sunday, all through that week up until the following Sunday, that word came to pass. I saw exactly who it was, as the Lord had to show me through His Spirit, exactly who it was that was against me. And it just drew me back to the Lord. It just drew me back to the Lord. I said, okay, God, You're still going to be glorified in my life no matter what. And I just want to say thank You so much for being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Such a high time. It truly has been my desire and pleasure to cross paths with You once again. And I thank God for this awesome opportunity to be here, to be able to share what thus said the Lord and what He would have us to say and share in today. So, again, thank you. And thank you, listening orders, audience, that we would just go forth and share and what the Lord would have us to say with regard to I Am Inspired. Amen.
And to God be the glory, because as you can see, and for all of the listeners, obedience is just so key. You know, when we obey God, and not only obedience, but being tied into the Holy Spirit, you know, being tied in, you know, just having God really, really ruling and reigning in our lives. There are so many of us that are positioned for breakthrough right now, you know, and the only thing, and that's why I know that God is calling us to do this particular topic and to talk about your book, and I'm just so honored to be able to highlight you today, even though more voices will be heard on this broadcast, but we're starting off with you. I want just to set aside some time for you to share your testimony so that people can know from whence the Lord has brought you, because, you know, when I first started reading the book, I was like, my God, you know, the woman that I just met, the woman that I met that gave me this book that was praising You all over the place.
Jesus.
My God, now I see why she praises
Come
You.
Come on with it,
now
Pastor.
Now I see why she's so much on fire for You, you know.
Yes, Lord.
And, you know, and as I got into the book, I was like, oh, my God. Everything that I was talking about, the shame and the guilt and the burdens and everything that I have encountered, see, your life is parallel to my life.
Amen.
You know, and I was like, Lord, no wonder You have connected us, because I too have had some times of shame and degradation and, you know, all of this stuff going on where I too have made mistakes. And God has not allowed me to hide anything.
Amen.
God has really, really ripped the covers off of my life and said, your life belongs to me.
Bless God.
But my sister, your life is a little, there's a difference.
Amen.
There's a difference.
Amen.
For those of you who just tuned in, I'm speaking with Valerie Allen, Minister Valerie Allen, who's the author of I Am Inspired. And what I'm getting ready to do, Minister Valerie Allen, ask you to tell us what's going on with this book, I Am Inspired. What motivated you to write it? What, you know, without giving away too much, because we want to encourage people to read the book. Amen. I don't know how much you want to talk about, so I'm just going to give you the floor. I want to give you the floor. I'm going to open it up. I want you to talk about what you have written about in your book. I want you to encourage the hearts of some of the women out there who are struggling, even with whatever it is. The Holy Spirit is saying for me to be quiet and for you to speak.
Listen, you can't put a muzzle on a preacher's mouth, and I do understand that, Pastor Rebecca. You on fire, and rightfully so, because it is true. I've heard your testimony, and because the parallel between our lives, I can understand. But nevertheless, let it be the name of Lord God Almighty. What you said on the onset, and in regard to the Word of God, how that He wants us to worship Him in spirit and truth. Well, I would just simply say it like this. One of my neighbors was interested in purchasing a copy of I'm Inspired, the beginning, and he read the back cover, such as you did today. And he said, wow, Valerie, you about to put all your information out there, all your business. I said, yeah, I'm proud to do so. Thank you very much for your $12.95. And the reason why that was being said is because I understood I'm now delivered. And what had brought this book about was when I had what I went through. I said, Lord, as we know, when you read the book, I'm Inspired, the beginning, we walk into the introduction, how that came about. This is a book that's been in process, not this particular book, but just an author in general. So during the course of my time in ministry, from former ministry, what I had done was simply, as the book stated, I fornicated. There's no holding anything back because this is what's written in the book, and how far I go will still leave it up to you as you purchase a copy of the book to read it for yourself and receive what the Lord will have for you, such as has happened with you today, Pastor Rebecca. It has amazed me the topics of conversation that has come from this book. Case in point, my very own pastor, now covering Dr. Lloyd Preston Terrell, he came out a couple of weeks ago with, I had it, I lost it, and I got it back. With the 3 points being my entire book series, Repentance, Restoration, and Rejoicing. So it is, as you say, now we understand why I praise the Lord the way I do, because God is a good God and he is a forgiving God, and that's what I came to learn through my experience, is why book one was written, to just to give you a highlight of the beginning, because I believe that everything starts with a beginning. There's a starting point, and that's why this particular segment is titled How and Why It Happened, for those of us that may have a curious mind, but it also was therapeutic for me. So, again, and backing it up, how this particular book came about, I'm Inspired the Beginning, was after the fact. After I had fornicated, after I conceived and birthed my second child out of wedlock, after I had been removed from the ministry, etc. So I was in a place that I, like no other, that I never thought I would find myself in before. I mean, I had allowed guilt, shame, humiliation, embarrassment, and, you know, all of that which Satan would have allowed to have happened to me to overtake me. And it was like I couldn't find my way out. I just couldn't see my way through. Here I was, minister of the gospel of Christ, you know, high on a pinnacle, people looking up to you, in, you know, you being a mentor, and especially for your own child, which at the time my oldest, who's now 20, was 14. And, of course, I was the apple of his eye. But this is the things is what happens when you do things behind in the dark and God said he bring it to the light. So in January 2008, my girlfriend called me up, as written in the introduction of I'm Inspired, and she encouraged me to write a article. By this time now, my second child, who was born out of wedlock, he's born, but he was born with so many deficiencies, and he was diagnosed with several medical detections. Of course, that added to the further shame, pain, and guilt, et cetera, and all those sort of things. So she had started up an online Christian magazine, and she wanted a piece for the magazine. Now, again, I had no idea that this was going to be working out for my good, but it did. So I could believe that I heard the voice of the Lord, because it wasn't the first time that she encouraged me to write and always believed that I had an inspiring story to tell. But this time, I heard the voice of the Lord, and I knew that it was time to write. So I began to write the article, and I'm telling you, this is how therapeutic this was for me, and how the power of God is when it comes to deliverance. And just to know, this was just the beginning, the onset of my deliverance. I wrote the article in 24 hours. I'm Inspired, and it was posted on her online magazine. So this happened in January, May. By June, the article was posted on her online magazine, youareinspired.com. And so for me, it was a matter, well, because I wanted to give homage, of course, to my girl, but also to the magazine. So I asked the Lord about it. Well, the title of the magazine is You're Inspired. Well, Lord, how am I inspired? And it wasn't until the Holy Spirit led me to write, and I began to focus on the things that my son had just gone through, which was all the medical detections in that respect. But I could see, you know, how God was, you know, yet still healing in the process. And I know that the Lord has spoke to me as my son was dealing with his, me and the family, well, my son was dealing with all his trying times of medical detections. The Lord spoke to me and told me that his condition was my condition, as he had led me into the scripture, into John, and I read it, and I was like, wow, God, and you read more about that coming up in book two, Darkest Before the Dawn. And I said, amazing how that scripture, you know, lined up with me in regard to the Lord was saying my son's condition was my condition. In other words, that what my son was going through was also intended for me. So we went through all of that, And then after the fact, spoke with my girlfriend again, and then my girlfriend Kim again, and then she was like, well, she had the idea of putting it in the book form because the article had done so well. It had appeared to have inspired so many of her readers that she was led of God to encourage me to put it in a book form and started out with a 3-part series, which are chapters, is why the book is so small. And so, again, me listening to the voice of God, again, not understanding that this was my point in reference of deliverance, but God works all things out for the good to them that love him who are called according to his purpose. So I thank God that I had a purpose. And so
Yes. When
we went forth, I began to write the first part of the book. So, of course, I take it before the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to say? What would you have me to write? I just didn't want to write just to be writing. First and foremost, because I understand there's a lot of authors on the book market and there's a lot of books that sell. That was not my desire. My desire was that the Lord will allow me to write, as I believe that he's given me a gift of writing since birth. That is my gift. And I mean, granted, for when you've been earning a 4.0 from elementary school all into college, I think that speaks for itself. To God be the glory. But nonetheless, I didn't have a desire just, again, to write, to be writing. I desired for it that it will be an encouragement and an inspiration to someone else's life. So, in other words, I was not seeking the bestsellers list, although that would be nice, of course. But
yes,
I understood that, of, you know, once it get into the reader's hands, that the Lord would speak to their heart. And as you said about the Lord looking for those of us to worship him in spirit and truth, this is truth to me. This is as raw as I believe that I could have gotten, because when you take note to what's written, it's repentance. It is the first part. It's me coming clean before the Lord before I came clean before the people of God. And so that's the thing right there, how this particular book, the book series in general, came to form. So as book two is on its way coming out, I've also been to verbally release by having an opportunity to get out and speak in regard to the deliverance part, how God had delivered me, which happened in June of 2008. So that is a testimony with itself that you can find on YouTube. Author Valerie Allen is a 4-part segment there that was aired and taped and recorded by Enlightened Christian Radio, which is on enlightenedchristianradio.net. They're also an online broadcast as well, radio broadcast, which I listen to daily. So you'll be able to find that there. And, of course, you'll be able to go to my website at the end of the show. We release that information to find out more about me, the book, and various other things. So this is how this book came about. It was just being led of the Spirit of God,
of
the Spirit of God to be able to get this out to the public at large.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So what I want to know, and what a lot of the listeners probably want to know, you said that you fornicated.
Yes.
Now, that's the topic of today's broadcast. Lord, help me to stay out of his bed. I didn't put that up there to be pretty, to be cute.
Amen.
I did pray to draw listeners, to draw people in who are struggling with the flesh, who are struggling with trying to stay pure, trying not to fornicate.
Amen.
You know, women who are walking with the Lord, women who may be in ministry, women who are not in ministry, women who just got saved. One of the challenges is to flee fornication, as the Bible commands us to do. I preach about it a lot. I preach about it in my pulpit. You know, I preach about, you know, if a man can get your mind, he can pretty much get anything that he wants from you.
Yes.
I preach about, you know, being like Joseph and leaving your leaving some stuff behind. You know, you might have to leave your shoes, your pocketbook, and just run up out of there. I preach about not even finding yourself in that situation because, you know, temptation sometimes can be too great for you. You might not even be strong enough to resist that kind of temptation. Now, you ended up, you fornicated and you ended up pregnant out of wedlock with your second child. I'm assuming that you had your first child while you were a teenager, before you were saved, before you were in ministry.
Well, bless you, Pastor. I'm not that young. No, actually, I was mid-20s when I had my first child. So there's a huge age difference between the two, 14 years to be exact.
14
so,
years.
Yes,
okay.
It is true. And I might, let me say, what an awesome topic. It never ceases to amaze me again, the revelation knowledge, rhema word, or just preaching material that those who have received from reading the book I'm inspired. So, again, you're right. This is not to be put, you didn't post that just to be pretty. We're going to keep it real here. So, yes, I did fornicate. And I understand, you know, what the Word of God says. You know, when the Word of God says that, you know, you have to watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know what I'm saying? So, again, what happened with me, I can't keep it any simpler than saying that I received this call. It's like you said, how women get, you know, lonely at times and things of that nature. Now, mind you, this wasn't on the mind, but this was a man that I had adored for quite some time, for some years, which is my youngest son's father. And we had been seeing each other, if you will, because I don't do the dating thing, if you know, but nevertheless, we were seeing each other on and off. So he called this particular evening, and then I was sitting home. I wasn't, you know, doing anything else, just sitting in the comfort of my home, wasn't desiring to be with anybody or that sort of thing, just, you know, just chilling. And then the phone rang. Now the phone rang, and then he asked me out, you know, out to dinner. And so I was like, okay, maybe it would be okay because I wasn't doing anything else. He was saying he was hungry, wasn't no food on the table and things of that nature at home, whatever. And since, you know, we've been just buddying around, I didn't think anything else of it in that regard. So I accept the invitation, but it was a matter of just, you know, transportation. So what we had decided to do was to drive my car to his home, which was closer to the location. And so there from there, you know, we took it from there. But all the while, I could see, sense there was something that still just wasn't right, you know, with him. I didn't know what the mood was. It was just different. So, you know, we went, we had dinner, nothing out of the ordinary, unusual. You know, as I write in the book, we titty-totter back home, chit-chatting and whatever have you. But the moment we got back to his place of residence, then it was a matter, of course, leaving his car, exchanging and getting back in my car. So before that transpired, I sat in his car, and yes, I sat in there a little longer than I needed to be. Okay. So he, one thing, of course, began to lead to another. It was at that point where he began to open up. He did. He opened up and began to share some things on his heart. Now, like you said in the onset about being a woman and how we want that natural feel and touch of a man and things of that nature. Now, mind you, he's not a man that, you know, openly shares, you know, a lot of things. So I sit there and quietly listen. Then, again, with the next thing being the other, he leans over and he, you know, reaches his arms out to pull me towards him, embracing me, you know, for a kiss. So now, do I lean in or pull back? What did I do? No, as I write openly and honestly, candidly in the book, I submitted myself. I willingly, this was consensual adult, you know, I willingly still did. So I leaned back in, I kissed him back. Then, of course, as you know how the flesh is, then the flesh gets, you know, warmed and hottened. You know, again, we always say that one thing leading to another, but it is true. One thing does lead to another, but if you don't start the one thing, it won't bound into the next thing. So then he went so far as to say, you know, as we would say, this talking the sweet things in your ear, saying all the things that you want to hear, and especially in my case, again, this is a man that I've adored for so long. So now he's speaking and he's saying that he, you know, this is the thing that he need, meaning me in his arm, you know, at the time, again, at the time, and everything was, you know, feeling right to him, so whatever. So, okay, so I escaped that. That part is over. I escaped that, and I released myself from that. Okay, now I'm out of the car. I said, okay, I knew now I had somewhat sense to release myself and let go. But then he didn't stop there. So he went on to, because he's on one side of town and I'm on the other side of town. So then he decided to, you know, take it a little further in regard to wanting to follow me home, his car, in my car, and then he traveled, you know, behind me. Right there at that instance, I'm knowing I got to be wiser than this. Okay, that's got to be more to it than this. So, and initially, I did say, no, okay, it's all right, I got it. But words of persuasion, life and difference in the power of the tongue.
Power of the tongue.
He began, again, to keep speaking sweet, charming things, and I began to just have an ear to hear, and he followed me home. And, again, with that one thing leading to another, he followed me home. We parked the car, and, again, that thing leading to the other thing, he's up the stairs and then to my abode. And that's where it all happened that night. And by no means No, by no means did I think that, you know, that I was with child. By no means, because I figured that once it was all said and done, I'd get up, it was business as usual. I'm going back to the church, you know what I'm saying, back on Sunday service, back to doing all the things that I was, you know, doing in the ministry, and no one would know. No one would know, okay, God himself. But outside of that, no one else. So I repent, right? Okay, God, forgive me, I'm sorry. But in the meantime, there's a seed now that has been planted and it's growing. So while I'm going on claiming that this is no big deal and I just got away with it again, because it is true, as I make my confession in this book, I'm Inspired to Begin It, wasn't the first time I fornicated. The truth of the matter is, it's the first time now that I got caught. So okay. I go on, and here we going on, and I never paid attention to whether I had a menstrual cycle or not, because that's not the thing. There's no way that this could have happened to me. As I further explained in the book that, you know, I had all these medical issues with my own body, too. You know, I have undergone four surgeries and, you know, ectopic pregnancies and things. So no one could have told me that I would conceive a child, considering the age difference between my two children, the long distance between that time and now. And let me say it again, had escaped it before. So I go on, and now I'm finding myself really just not feeling so well here. And that's why I say I thought I caught the flu, because it was in the springtime. And you know what we have, what we consider these spring afflictions of colds and, you know, fever, hay fever, and, you know, allergies and things of that nature. But I couldn't shake it, but I still was not contemplating pregnancy, not at all.
Never thought.
Because I'm telling you, I had done this, repented, got up, brushed myself off, if you will, and kept it moving. So back in the ministry, as a minister of gospel, working alongside my pastor, who was also her administrative assistant, you know, all these sort of things. So I go to this homegoing service with them, a homegoing intimate service, and I'm like,
I'm going to stop you because I don't want you to. Because the book is so powerful and it has such an anointing on it, we don't want to give away the whole book, you know.
Okay.
But I wanted you to just really share a little bit about how you were feeling, and even your speaking. I'm so glad that you came on, because even in your speaking, I hear that it wasn't the first time that you had fornicated.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for you and for your being so open and candid with me and the listening audience, because if anybody listens, they will tell you that one thing that I say is no fornication. You know, we have to stop playing with God and thinking that we can go and sleep with these dudes or sleep with the man that we love, because, you know, a lot of us are not being loose. We're just in love, or, you know, we just want a man to be laying down next to us, or we just have a void that we think has to be filled by a man, or maybe it's just a weak moment, you know, but there can be all kinds of reasons that we will find ourselves in somebody's bed. But the thing of the matter is that the Word of God is very clear, and the Word of God says no fornication.
Amen.
Now, I'm glad you're here. I'm just so glad you're here, because I sense what the Lord is doing is he is using your testimony of fornicating and getting caught, of fornicating and getting caught, to let women know everywhere that he's very serious about his word.
Yeah,
you know, it's not so many times that you can sin.
Amen.
And think that there will be no repercussions. Go ahead,
listen,
Minister Valerie.
Listen, will be no consequences. Again, that's why it's boldly stated on the back of the book, as I've learned. There is no consequences that precede every act of sin. Consequences do precede every act of sin. And you find that clearly written on my page 5. When I said, in keeping it real and confessing fornication, although it was not the first, I took it for granted and that such a thing as pregnancy would not happen. But nonetheless, thank God for the Word of God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We know that's 1 John 1 and 9. But however, on the other hand, consequences precede every act of sin. Why? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap everlasting life. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. And that's why I said, I plead guilty. I did yield it to sin. I surrendered to fornication one last time. So please allow me to make that clear.
One last time.
Said, now a man can't get to me no more. It's a 6-foot pole. I said, no more, God. Not at all.
How old is your baby?
My son now, bless God, he'll be 6 years old November 1st. And I tell you, God has been doing an awesome thing in all of our lives here, but it did not come without consequences because I did lose. I didn't gain. What I would consider what I lost most of all was my self-respect, my self-esteem. I lost my relationship even with my church because I was removed from my position as minister and also the administrative secretary and all these sort of things. I was removed. I was set down and I was replaced. And I did not handle that well at all. And then I no longer was the apple of my son's eye. The day I came home to announce to him, it was no surprise because he questioned me when I kept sending him to the store to get all these snacks. Was I pregnant? And I blew that off. I said, boy, ain't nobody pregnant because, again, this ain't happening to me. I ain't conceived no child in over 14 years. I'm free. This ain't happening. Okay, I sinned, and that's that. So when I came home and announced to him the news, it was not good news. The first thing my son said to me, 14 years old, my little man stood up to me and he said, and you call yourself a minister. I said, oh, my God, what could I say? What could I say? I was actually lost for words because I understood what he had spoken was the truth, and he didn't say no more than what anyone else was going to say, did say, and was thinking. But I did come back as the Spirit of the Lord had me to still muster up the Word of God to encourage him that marriage is honorable and honorable among all. And if nothing else, to look upon what the mistake that I made in that regard, to look upon the consequences that he don't repeat the same thing, that he won't have to travel this road. So I'm telling you, it was just it was something else, you know, to encounter, to experience. And then, like you said, our stories may be parallel, but what I experienced the most was the shame, the pain, the guilt, the disappointment. Even when I heard it in my mother's voice, I mean, the disappointment. I felt a huge weight. And then the pressure to marry, you know, because of child. And that was the last thing I decided I was going to do. I said, no, I'm sorry. If that's what's going to keep my place in a position in ministry, I said, no, it will be no gunshot wedding here. I said, because for me, two wrongs just don't make it right. And I knew the truth. God knew the truth. So I said, the only thing is from this point is to dust myself off and keep it moving. And that's why I share with you, as you read more in upcoming book two, how I learned that there is no sincere repentive sin that is able to separate me from the love of God. That's what I learned.
God.
And
Jesus.
What the Lord said to me thereafter was, what he has done for me, ain't no man going to get no glory of. So it won't be no man, no doctor, no preacher, no teacher, with all due respect, wherever to say they lay hands and delivered me. Because the deliverance that the Lord gave me was nothing but love himself. I needed that. And that's why I'm able to be able to share effectively with women as well as men, and especially young women, what it means to sin and be forgiven by a God who does love his people. It really does matter. It really matters. So I tell you, I thank the Lord. Mm-hmm.
There is restoration with repentance. And I'm going to open up the phone line. Are you ready for this, Minister Allen? Because there are quite a few people on the board who want to speak with you.
My Lord, well, bless God.
Amen. I don't know how much time you have.
The time we got.
Amen, because I do have to stand. But I want to open up the board because I know that there are people out there that want to speak with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It says that I'm looking. It says that somebody mutes you. I'm just looking at the board, but there are people out there. I don't know what happened there, but don't worry about that because I have you live on the line. I didn't do anything It looks like the devil, we're biting up the hands of Satan right now in the name of
Jesus.
My God, because too many people are getting free. Look, if the truth were to be told, there are women out there today who have slept with somebody last night.
Oh, come on now.
Or even this woke up this morning and had a session.
It's
and, you know,
truth.
Is it right? No. Is there hope for you? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Is there hope and repentance? Is there restoration and repentance? Yes. But like Pastor Amicus said, repentance is not an apology. It's not simply an apology.
Amen.
You have to repent. You have to say, I'm sorry, Lord. And then you have to turn from that activity. You don't just repent. You don't say, I'm sorry because I got caught. You do like our minister did, Minister Valerie Allen. She repented. She did get caught. She fornicated more than once. She told us, fornicated.
Yes.
For those who are not saved, that means to have sex with someone who is not your husband.
Amen.
To have sex with someone who is not your husband. So, yes, she fornicated. She got pregnant. She didn't think she would get pregnant. Now, that's, again, deception from the devil because, you know, if you lay down enough times with somebody, you're going to end up.
Oh, absolutely.
You might end up pregnant. But she has some pre-existing conditions that would prelude, you know, that would say that she's not going to get pregnant. But she ended up pregnant. She ended up pregnant, and so many things she had to deal with her sin openly.
Yes.
God openly exposed her sin. And what we're saying today is this woman of God had a choice. She could have covered up the sin. She could have gotten married and, you know, let everybody think that the baby was born prematurely. She could have lied. You know, she could have had an abortion. Again, that was one of the options. She talks about that in the book. But she said no. She said, I'm not going to hide what I've done. And that, to me, was a call, a cry to God to say, Lord, you help me. Lord, you help me to stop fornicating. You help me to stop having sex with these men or this man that I adore. You help me, God. You know, I'm not hearing that you were a loose woman. I'm not hearing that you were out there, doing the do every way you turn, you know, this way and that way. I'm hearing that you had men in your life that you looked at and that you adored and that you may have found yourself in bed with, that you went to bed with. But what I'm saying is that there are women out there. There are women out there who have this same temptation, and they are married women. They are single women. Listen, as a married woman, I was sharing earlier in the broadcast, I had to resist the temptation to flirt with a guy on my job last week. He was tall. He was dark. He probably was kind of cute. He probably was handsome. I didn't let myself go that far to see if he was handsome or not. But he definitely had an appeal. He was funny. He was smart. He had longevity on his job, the type of man that I would have been interested in had I been single. But the thing about it is I am a married woman. And let me tell you, married women have temptation to fall into somebody else's arms as well. There are times in our married lives when our husbands are not following the script. They're not doing what we would want them to do. They're not complimenting us. They're not paying attention to us. They can't understand us. They're not living with us in full understanding. They're not cherishing us. But that does not give us the license to go and lay down with somebody else. Amen. So I just want to admit, as a married woman, that I have been tempted. You know, I have found myself in situations where the man was just fine and paying me the right kind of attention in the world, but the wrong kind of attention in the kingdom, and I had to really, really run. I had to flee that thing. I had to, you know, really, with everything in me, conjure up the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of me and say, God, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to stay out of this man's face. Help me not to flirt with him. Help me not to flirt with temptation.
Jesus.
Help me to stay out of his bed. Look, it's only by God's grace and his mercy. The Lord is my portion.
Amen.
It's only by God's grace and his mercy that me, someone who was a fornicator, you know, before I got saved, I had a lot of sex. I mean, come on, I'm a preacher.
Tell the
come
truth.
On, somebody.
Shame
tell
the
me
devil.
Keep it real. You know, I don't glorify that. And I tell people everywhere that I go, I don't glorify the act. I don't glorify the sin. I glorify glorify my God, my Father in heaven, who has been able to keep me out of men's beds and to keep me with one man for 14 years, to keep from laying down somewhere and opening my legs to some man, you know. And I'm just saying out there, whether you're single, whether you're married, you know, what you have to understand that God is a keeper. God can keep you, amen. He can keep you out of that man's bed. You might have had sex last night. You might have woke up this morning looking in a familiar or strange face of a man who was not your husband. But I'm telling you today, if you're willing to repent, because repentance is supernatural. See, when we repent, and say, God, help me, forgive me and help me to turn from my wicked ways, because I can't do it on my own. When we repent, it releases the spiritual realm. It releases something in the spiritual realm. The supernatural power of the Holy Ghost is released. Lord. And where you are weak, then God is strong, and God can come in and he can keep you out of that bed. I'm telling you. I'm going to open up the phone lines, because we only have, I did stand for 30 minutes, and I know that there are people that are on the phone. I see a hand raised. If you want to speak, just raise your hand. I think you have to push a button, push two or one, to raise your hand, and I will put you on the air. But Minister Valerie Allen, I just appreciate you.
God bless you. Listen, you on fire. Let me just say that. You on fire, because the Lord has spoke to me and told me. He said, I inspired you to inspire. And I'm telling you, thank you so much for being so inspired, because you on fire, Pastor Rebecca. You better go ahead on and preach this word on up here today. But, you know, fail to mention that. That's a huge thing that I had attempted to do to hide the sin, was to abort my child. I really believe that if I had aborted him or her, because I didn't understand what the sex was going to be at the time, that was going to be the do-all, if you will, in regards to putting me back in my place and position in the ministry, and that it would also erase the damage, also erase everything that happened. It definitely erased the shame, the pain, the guilt, the humiliation, the disappointment, all those demons that was, you know, I was possessed with at the time. I really thought that was the answer. I'm telling you, and I do realize there's so many women out there, too, who do go that way. But I thank God, if nothing else, the woman of God shared with me prior to me headed to the doctor to have the abortion, and I had 1 week left to make the decision. And she said, if I killed the baby, that would be a greater sin than keeping the baby. That's the best thing the woman of God could have said to me. And I'm telling you, it was like I had come to my senses. But furthermore, as I went forth to have the sonogram, and I saw my child, and I heard his heartbeat for the first time, I cried like a baby. My mother had a company with me, and she couldn't figure out why I was crying. That's why I write in the book, and I said, with all due respect, my mom didn't understand, because she wasn't in the place where I was. But it was like this scroll had went past me, you know, all the things I had went through in my life, all the accidents, all the medical things that I had going on. But in spite of it all, somehow, some way, God still saw fit for me to bear a child. And I was like, what? And in the contrary, it's like more women wanted to have children. And I said, oh, my God, you know. And then when I saw him on the sonogram, on the monitor, I'm telling you, I couldn't stop wailing. And I cried out to God to forgive me for even contemplating aborting a life. And that's when I realized that's a life. That's a living, in spite of the act of sin, because that was the sin. The act of fornication, having sex out of wedlock, that was the thing right there. And I said, oh, my God. And as the Bible said, children is the heritage of the Lord. And I said, wow, God. I said, then that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to go on. I said, I'm going to deal with this as best as I can, as best as I can. But it took me nearly 5 years to get to this place. Because I'm telling you, Satan had me so bound, it's ridiculous. I'm never going back that way again, because who the Son set free is indeed free indeed. So I thank the Lord for delivering me and allowing me to be able to speak and to share that God loves his children. And yes, it is true. Repentance doesn't mean an apology. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm pity-patting. I'm going to turn around and do it again. No, it don't mean that. It does mean, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against you in heaven, and help me to turn around that I won't go back that way again. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from all manner of evil. That's what the Lord did for me. That's what the Lord did for me.
Mm.
So blessed be the name God Almighty. So Pastor Rebecca, you better go on and preach.
My God, you better
bless God.
Women of God,
bless
because
God.
The Lord is just, I mean, he is using you. And the you quoted the scripture earlier, and we're going to take some calls. I'm really going to take some calls now.
Amen.
I want to take some calls. I'm getting ready to put somebody on the air. But you quoted the scripture earlier, and all things, God works together for the good. God,
yes,
all things. God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Even in good and evil, even though there are consequences to sin, God can take that thing and bless you. And I know that one blessing that you have received is your son.
Absolutely.
You have received the blessing of your son. I thank God you did not abort him.
Yes, bless God.
I want some people to talk to you. We got a couple of hands raised. I want to put 551 on the air. 551 has been with us at the hand raised for a while.
Amen.
And then I'm going to put area code 312 on the air. Area code 551, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hi, this is Z is calling.
Amen. God bless you, Z. God bless you, my beautiful sister of God. How are you today?
I'm blessed, sweetie. Blessed. How about you?
I'm so blessed, sweetheart. Tell me how you have been inspired to inspire by I'm Inspired the Beginning.
Well, you know, as Pastor Rebecca was saying, reading your book from cover to cover and then reading the back of the book, which really stands out, a point there, because it's related to some things that I have went through in my younger years of life as a Christian.
Talk
you
about
know?
It.
And I say, wow, what a topic, you know, that you have brought up. You know, when you told me about it, I was like, wow, that's a deep topic to talk about.
Amen.
Amen.
Women talk about those issues as being a Christian woman.
Amen.
Because when we decide to make that step and we gave our life to Christ, we think about it. Our life no longer belongs to us.
Mm.
It belongs to God. So we think that we could do anything we can and still think that we can serve God.
Amen.
And when I was coming up as a young adult, a lot of things wasn't taught in the church. Family didn't teach us certain things about life itself. And families didn't teach us about that, you know? So,
right. They
know,
just told us not to do.
We can bring that up for some of our young ones that their families hadn't, you know, done it yet to their kids. Because that's a big issue now when you see the women that are out here, the ladies on the streets and, you know, and I live on a street where ladies are out doing things, selling their bodies.
Yeah.
And you know, and I always ask God, how can I help those ladies? And this is a great start right here by putting it out on the air. Because I was married for myself almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married at 18 because I looked at a fantasy of how the marriage was for my grandparents, not knowing what the marriage was all about, you know? And I thought, okay, I'm going to live in this perfect marriage, and that was all there was to it. But there was a lot went to it. So I went from married to back to single again.
Okay.
And after I started being single again, it was hard for me to be delivered at that moment of a sexual sin, because I was thinking, okay, it was all right to still go to church and, you know, do my thing and, you know, and date and court and, you know, fornicate, you know, like you said, and do those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord kept convicting me not only in my spirit, but in my vision.
Bless God.
I thought that was, like, scary, you know, at that point. I was, like, blown away. So I know where you're coming from about those things and those mixed feelings. And I had such mixed feelings with that, being married to a man for so many years and then had to revert back to singleness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Keep myself, you know what I mean, cleansed
mm-hmm.
from
yes.
doing those things. Mm-hmm. I felt that, oh, I can go ahead and have sex with this man and that man and that man. But, I mean, not that I thought that, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't went along that line like that pattern. I was just looking at my own life for how I felt, not thinking about, wow, the consequences.
Wow.
Wow.
Good point right there, Sister
wow.
Z.
So, mm-hmm. What is our caller's name?
Z.
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 Z. Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Z. Coleman.
Okay. Okay. This is Pastor Rebecca, and I thank you so much for coming on the broadcast today and sharing your testimony, because that's
Amen.
Another perspective where we can look at it from that perspective. Now, I want to ask you, because certainly there must have come to a point, I'm assuming, so let me just ask you, did you get delivered from
question.
Having sex?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, now what happened? How did you, attribute your success? I mean, how did you stop having sex with men as a single woman?
Well, I kept praying to the Lord, and I said, Lord, you know, and like she said, when you kept confessing your sin and kept, you know, asking God, I know this is not supposed to be, because in your
yeah.
word, you know, we're supposed to hold ourselves together as women and men of God,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go to the next step, what God wanted, where he wanted us to be. And I kept praying and asking God for that deliverance at that time, and not knowing that God was going to send me to a deliverance ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like blown away. And when that happened, I really, you know, I honored God so much that he just put things in my life you can never imagine. I am so grateful now for where I am now, and I don't think I would go back to that kind of life where
Amen.
I was. It, you know, to open it up and to, you know, express that, because there's so many women out there that are holding secrets in their mind and in their
yes.
heart and not confessing what God really wants you to confess to him. And my confession was always first to God, you
mm.
know, and, you know, you don't have to confess it to man, but sometime a story needs to be told
Amen.
In order for us to lead, you know, because we got to be planners, and, you know, we have waters out here, and we have to show our younger generation what it
yes.
is to be a lady.
Yes.
Great example, great example. Pastor Rebecca, I commend you on doing it, and, you know, hopefully again soon, maybe when you have this topic, and I can get on the show again and tell you about some other things that I have been through. You know, God bless you.
I would love that. Please hit me up. If you're on Facebook, hit me up on Facebook. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, connect with me. Remind me of our conversation. I would love to have you come back as a guest.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. We have so many. This switch was lit up. I have seven calls here.
God bless you, Sis. Thank
Amen.
You so much, Sis.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Please connect with me. I really look forward to hearing from you and having you come
Listen,
back.
I just have to say this here, Pastor Rebecca, because Sister Z just, you know, pressed some more buttons right there. That definitely was the question. You jumped on in there doing your duty on the day, but that was the question. I'm glad you asked that question. How did she receive her deliverance there after the fact? But, you
yes.
know, I recall a question being asked of me once. We're talking about keeping it real and being honest and sharing this story and how did I come to this place. There was a question asked of me once regarding was I afraid to come forth and tell this story initially and what, you know, in regard to how people, what people would think or say. And, because I even write that in the book. I said, yes, I was. I said, but then, you know, by the grace of God, I got over that. Because I understand that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony is where
yes.
I will find the deliverance. It was in sharing the story thereafter, after the physical deliverance took place, and then I began to write. That was the therapeutic part of it. And that's when I knew that total deliverance had come, and there was no shame in the game anymore. Because I just cleaned myself off from that, you know, and kept it moving. But, you know, there does come a point in time when you, Satan will have you bound not to share it. But people of God do understand that the word of God is true. Revelation tells us that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So when we share our inspired stories, it's intended to inspire and to encourage someone else. I mean to set somebody free and deliver. That's what I'm intending for the Lord to have do with this and with me. So I thank Sister Z so much because you know what? She called me this morning out in excitement, and she said, Valerie, I just read your little book. I said, God bless you, Z. And I had an opportunity to converse with her in fully, you know, because in preparation for today. So, you know, I wanted to spend a little more time with the Lord. So I told her, let me call you back, et cetera, meditation and prayer, and then also pray, bless God, getting prepared for tomorrow, Sunday, too. So I said, wow, as I was laying my head back down, the Lord spoke to me and said, what an on-time call with regard to her actually just reading the book and then giving feedback. So I thank her so much for her obedience. And I called her back and I said, Z, you know you got to call in today. I mean, and just share what the Lord has done for her. Because she began to tell me this story. And I said, you got to call in. You got to share this with the listeners so they will understand and know it's just not me. Or it's just not Pastor Rebecca. But she has truly been inspired to inspire.
God bless you. And I look forward to having her come back because I'm sure she has something to impart to our listeners. We have a couple more hands raised up. What the devil meant for evil, God turned that thing around for his good.
Amen.
And we're going to, he's still speaking. God's still speaking.
Amen.
Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Erica Anderson.
Oh, God bless you, Erica, my daughter in the spirit. God bless you. I'm so glad that you called in today. I met Erica Anderson in Chicago when I went down to preach at Christian Family Faith Center with Pastor Larry Sarton down there. I had the opportunity to preach at the women's conference down there, and I met Erica Anderson, and she came up to me and she said, "You were telling my story." And I thank God for this connection. She's a young woman. And she's on the battlefield, and she is, he texted me this morning. I said, tune in, and I'm glad you called in.
Bless
Erica,
God.
Do you have anything to say? You have any questions or comments?
I have a lot to say.
Well, go ahead.
I don't even know where to begin, but I thank God for this opportunity because I'm a young single woman, and I'm 27 years old, and I struggle with sex. I struggle with lust. I struggle, and that's been a big problem for me, and I didn't grow up in church, but I thank God for an uncle and an aunt that I had who showed me who God was, who took me to church, who took time out to preach the word to me and teach me things. I have an awesome pastor, First Lady, who teach the word, and they keep it real.
Yes, they do.
Bless God.
And I thank God for Pastor Rebecca because
amen.
At the point of my life when she came to our church, I was in a rut, and I didn't quite know how I was going to get out of it. I didn't even think that I was going to make it out of it, and I thought that I was going to die in this position. And I'm like, God, I need help because there's nobody that I can go to and talk to about this because they wouldn't understand. Mm. And sometimes you can't open up to everybody because everybody who say they're for you is not for you.
Amen.
And even in being in church, and I've had different churches that I've been to and people that I've been around to where you know, they open up to you and tell you, oh, you can trust me and you can do that, and then you tell them your business and they turn around and slap you in the face. But I thank God because he sent Pastor Rebecca to me. And when we came to our women's conference, she preached my whole testimony. She stood there and preached my whole testimony. And I knew that day that life for me was going to change.
Bless God.
And I've been in a position where I was struggling, and I was in a relationship with a man that was married. I did get pregnant.
Mm.
And my baby was aborted.
My Lord.
Wow.
My Lord.
And
take your time, sis. Take your time.
That's something that God had been dealing with me with.
Mm.
Because that was my first child.
My Lord Jesus.
And it was conceived in something that shouldn't have been.
My Lord Jesus.
But I thank God because he's still a deliverer.
Yes.
Yes.
In
yes.
spite of.
Yes.
Because today I can still walk being victorious.
Bless God.
I can still walk in my calling and what God called me to do. And
bless
everything
him.
That I lost,
mm.
God will give back to you doublefold.
Oh, yes, he will.
And I lost a lot in my life.
Mm.
And at the age of 27, I've been through a lot.
My Lord.
A lot. And I just thank God that I'm still here because I didn't think that I was going to make it past 20 years old.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, glory.
I
thank you, Jesus.
On my own.
Bless
Nobody
God.
Took the time out to teach me a lot of the things that I had to know, but God knew what I had to go through. God
but
knew
God.
Where he had me positioned. God knew what I was going to face before I got there.
But God.
But he's yet good.
Bless God.
He's
yes,
yet
he is.
Good with no education,
mm.
none.
Mm.
I've never wanted for anything. I've
My Lord
never
Jesus.
Been without a job.
Bless
I couldn't
him.
Read. God bless me. And he
bless
taught me
him.
Himself. How to. There's nothing that I've asked him for that he did not give me.
Bless him. He's faithful.
And God is just awesome. And I just want to let people know that in spite of where you are,
mm.
God is still yet able. There's
yes.
hope in a hopeless
yes.
situation, even
yes.
when it doesn't look like it.
Mm.
And I wow. know. I don't care what the devil brings my way. Like I told him, ain't no stopping me.
Mm.
Ain't no stopping me. Quitting is no longer in my vocabulary.
Go
everything
ahead.
That God has planned for my life, everything that God has called me to, I am walking in, and I'm going to walk in it to the day
yes,
he comes
you will.
To get me.
Mm.
I will not give up because I know God is greater than anything and any person in my life to
mm.
keep me. Oh, my goodness.
Bless
God
him.
My
Thank
God.
You,
awesome
Jesus.
God.
My God.
Bless
He's an awesome
Glory.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
It was not by happenstance that Pastor Rebecca texted me this morning.
Bless
Pastor
God.
Pastor Rebecca, you don't know, but I had been going through some stuff, and I messed up a few
mm.
times after
mm.
I told you and talked to you of how I was doing and everything, but I refused to give up because, see, I know God said greater is he that
yes.
is in me than he that
and
is in the
world. The
world. And
yes,
so
Lord.
It doesn't
yes.
matter right now what the circumstances look like. I know what God has shown me, and so I have to look beyond that.
Amen.
I have to
Amen.
Look beyond that. But I had been talking to the Lord all night, and I've been up
mm.
and down, up and down all
My
night.
Lord Jesus.
And I was praying to God, and I was speaking in tongues, and I was telling him, I said, Lord, I said, you know that I love you with all my heart.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what it is about this person, that
mm.
everything inside of me becomes weak. I said, but
Ooh,
I know that
Jesus.
You're greater than that.
Mm.
I know you're greater than that. I said, so I need you to help me to get past this.
Yes,
because
God.
I choose to on purpose. In spite of right now, I choose to make up in my mind that I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I choose to be obedient regardless of how it feels to me, regardless of what my flesh wants. I choose to make up in my mind that today I'm going to walk in my deliverance. I'm
Lord,
going
I
to be
you.
Obedient. My flesh
Lord,
will not
you.
Overtake me because God stands greater.
Mm. Lord, I thank
and
you.
So
my God.
Every
Lord, I thank
young
you.
Lady that's single who says they cannot do it, you can do it.
Yes, you can.
You
we
can
do all
do
things
it.
Through Christ. Yes, we can.
Yes, you can. You
yes,
can,
we can
do it.
Mm.
God is greater Ooh. Than your situation.
My
God is
Lord
greater
Jesus.
Than any person
My
in
Lord
your life
Jesus.
That is trying to keep you from where you're going. And
mm.
it's not by happenstance because I don't talk. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm quiet. I don't like being on the air. I don't like being up in front of people. But when God says move,
listen,
because you don't know who you are helping.
Lord, I thank you. Come on, you're an overcomer.
Everybody, because if it's to glorify God, I'm going to glorify God.
Bless God.
To the greatest that I can glorify Him.
My Lord Jesus, lift His name
my
higher.
God.
Lift His
hallelujah.
Name higher.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just
thank you. I tell you, my God.
I'm just,
hallelujah.
Listen,
thank
Sister
you,
Erica. Listen, are you finished, sweetheart? Because you said you didn't know where to begin, and I believe you. But listen, wherever you began is where you were intended to begin. But I thank God for deliverance this day. As you were speaking, the Lord brought back to me Romans 8:1. First and foremost. There is therefore now no condemnation
to
them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the first point of contact with regard to deliverance. As the Bible says, that we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. After the Spirit. And I tell you, your story, bless God, is inspiring. And I thank you so much for the boldness to speak, that it may be freedom and liberty for someone else. And I do understand, and yet still being single. Again, the thing that happened for me is I will share this part about my deliverance process. It was when the Lord himself delivered me through songs. I had the Lord allowed me to release this message, Songs of Deliverance. It was recorded on online radio, but it has yet to be aired. But nevertheless, this is my story. You will find on YouTube. That's the story that I tell. And how it was songs, because I'm a praiser. And that's where Satan wanted to cut off in my life, because we understand it is true, as the song say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And I am a praiser. I can't help but to praise the Lord, especially when I know what he's done for me. So the Lord had given me songs. I had ordered these CDs that came through Time Life magazine, and I don't order music off the television, but this day I did. Now, that was my first step process was, as you said, obedience. That was the first key, leaning not to my own understanding. I didn't understand why I was ordering this, but let me tell you what the end result was. So I got the CDs in, et cetera, still didn't open them up right away, but eventually, as I allowed the Spirit of God to lead me, I did. Went through the first CD, first track, wasn't moved because I had gone away from God now. I was out of fellowship with God. It was exactly 4 years since I had stopped praising. I mean, I was shut up. The bowels of my being was shut up and just cut off. Then when I put the second track in, it was the keynote gospel, the gospel keynotes. The song began to play, God, you've been good to me. And as I allowed that song, because, you know, the Psalms talk about it. David talks about songs of deliverance. The song began to minister to my heart. And it was like in an instant, I just woke up and say, Lord, you have been good to me. What have I been thinking of? What I wasn't obviously thinking on the good thoughts, right? And then each song was just, God was just like, this whole day was just orchestrated of the songs. I'm telling you, I had this revelation from God. The new music is good, but sometimes you just got to go back. You just got to go back to from when you first saw the light, when you first fall in love, and that was with him. So I had songs here such as from Commission, Matters of the Heart. I mean, all the way to the Helen Beller, you know, CD.
Powerful.
Where she gives her testimony, powerful testimony. And I'm telling down to the Milton Brunson Community Choir, the Crowns of Life, the whole nine yards. And when I got to the Commission, after that, Lord, you've been so good to me by the gospel keynotes, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God fell on me right here where I reside. It didn't happen in the church house. It didn't happen in the poll house. It didn't happen anywhere in the street. It happened right here in the place where out of the obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. And I allowed the Spirit of God to minister to me. The power of God, the might of God, fell on me right here where I reside. I'm telling you, I fell to my knees. There was a moment it was like I couldn't surrender. I was like I was refusing to physically surrender. But it was as though the Spirit of God was saying, if I didn't bow, he was going to bow me. I'm telling you, I dropped like a hot cake
my
on the
God.
Floor. I mean, I'm prostrate out on the floor and in repentance to the Lord. I mean, total repentance to the Lord. And the songs begin to just continue to play and just minister to my heart. Lord, you've been good to me. Next track when it was Commission, When Love Calls You Home. Girl, I was like a baked cookie.
Oh, my God.
And then when it came on to the Helen Bellum, when she began to tell her testimony, that whole track, I had to play that over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, when she shares that in her testimony, we know how when she say it was in an instant, when she hit her head against the wall and boom, in an instant she was delivered. I'm telling you, in an instant, God delivered me. The last CD that was played was the Milton Brunson Thompson Community Choir was the Crown of Life. Next thing I know, I was up off the floor. I was praising God, and it just hit me. I had been worshiping and praising God in almost 4 years. And here I was giving the highest praise to God, because I knew it wasn't nobody but the might and power of God who delivered me. And in an instant, shame, guilt, humiliation, pain, all of that, the hurt, it was gone. It was absolutely gone. I knew that I was delivered. And when the Lord lifted me up off there, and that was a process because I was there for quite some time. This went on for several hours. And I was there. Then when I finally got up off the floor, His love lifted me, and the Lord began to speak to me. And He said that my latter was going to be former, was going to be better than my former.
Jesus.
And He said if the devil thought that I was a threat to his camp, then he ain't seen nothing yet. I wrote it down. And that's when I began to write. That's when
my
the story
God.
Was begin to tell and unfold. That's when it happened. And I'm telling you, talk about a freedom. You talk
my
about
God.
A freedom. But Sister Erica, let me tell you, because I fear the Lord, I said, ain't no man going to get too close to me no more. I said, not no more, God. I said, I'm not doing that no more, God. And that was the bottom line right there. And trust you me, there are men still approach me and things of that nature. I don't be taking no phone calls. I don't be going out no dates or nothing. I still just stay focused on the Lord. You know why? Because of my consequences. I remember the price that I've paid, and I refuse to go back that way again. You know, it's something when you lose something and not able to gain it again, especially when it's your self-respect and your self-esteem. And even though we're able to tell the story, trust you me, judgment has been passed. Men and women still don't look at you the same way. You understand what I'm saying? But I have a reminder. My child is a blessing, but he is definitely a reminder of what was and what is and what will to be, granted if I go that way again.
Amen.
And I said, not at all, Lord. Not again. It ain't worth that. It ain't worth the devil taking me back to that pit once again. That's why I praise the Lord the way I do. When people wonder what is wrong with this woman going into this halawa, I pray everywhere I go. I can't even go to a woman's lunch right past Rebecca.
My God, yes.
I can't even go sit down and dine. I mean, you mentioned Lord Jesus, and I'm up like a hot cake because the Lord has been good to me.
My God.
The Lord has been good to me.
My God. Go ahead
and I can't keep it quiet. I got to praise his name because it ain't nobody but him. Nobody but him. I love him because he first loved me.
Yes.
He loved me. That's the lesson
Thank
I learned.
You,
that's the huge lesson that I learned, that there's no love like God, that God's love is unconditional, that he loves me. I mean, he really, really loves me. I have to come to know that, and I refuse to let the devil in hell take that back from me again. That's why I praise him the way I do. That's why. Because
Glory
when I
God.
Think about his goodness and all he's done for me, all he's done for me, my soul still cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for saving
Thank
me.
You, God.
Glory God.
I tell you,
hallelujah.
It's not worth that. It's not worth that. So if you could just remember, as you said, the things that you once encounter, that within itself will be and should be enough to stop you from going that way again.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, I have ended the respect with my oldest son, now 20. I have yet to regain all of that back. I said, Lord, it ain't worth going back that way again. And I do thank God, Refuge 827, that God is a God of a second chance. Yes, he is. He's a God of another chance. And when the Lord led me over here to Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church right here in my local community, and the day May 16, 2010, this year, and I did go back to the former church, so you read about that in book two. I mean, it's a story to tell. You think book one is something?
Minister Valerie
People,
Allen.
Look out for book two, but okay.
Woman of God.
Yes,
well, Pastor. Listen, you still got some folk who want to talk
all right.
to you. Amen.
Well, let me just say this. I'm just saying, when I went back there on May 16th, I fell to my knees because I just want to just refer here to Refuse 1827 on the chat room. That
yes.
That's why I fell to my knees. The message today was divine order, and I knew that my life needed to be lined up with, you know, the shepherdhood again. When I came to the altar, I fell down on my knees, thanking God for a second chance, because this is where he has restored me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So bless
God.
You, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
I just had to put that in there. So
no,
go
that's
ahead.
Good. You're my guest. Hallelujah. I thank
bless
God for you. And I thank God for Sister Erica and her transparency on today. I tell you, the Lord, you just blessed me. I called her one of my spiritual daughters. I know she has a mother and father down there in Chicago, but I'm sharing with them and even, you know, nurturing up this young woman, because the Bible tells the older women to share with the younger women. I thank God that she called in today and that you were able to minister to her, Minister Allen, because I know that not one word has fallen to the ground. And I just want to... I don't want to interject, but we only have 27 minutes, and I can't extend any longer, and we still have quite a few people on the the line who want to talk to you. Erica, I love you. Thank you so much. And Erica, the Lord just wants you to hear. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing. And God is saying to you today, as you continue to press forward in him, he will continue to release the anointing to break every yoke. God said, there is no yoke, there is no burden that can hold you down. He said, as long as you continue to have a praise on your lips, he will be there to lift you out of every temptation. God is saying, there's no temptation that is common to man that he has not already given you the ability to resist, to come out of. And when the enemy comes in, God says, like a flood, he will raise up a standard against him.
Yes.
And God says, right now, he's requiring of you your obedience and your praise.
Thank
your
you,
obedience
Jesus.
And your praise. And
thank
total
you,
repentance. To keep turning your back. Keep turning your back on that temptation. And there are some people that God is calling you to even eliminate and cut out of your life, because they don't respect the call that's on your life, the call for holiness that's on your life. So God says, even now, I'm calling you to eliminate some people out of your life, and it may yet be for a season. God says, some people you just got to let go, and if they're meant to be there, they will come back at the appropriate time in due season. But God says, today, I'm calling you into a higher ground. Today, I'm calling you higher. Today, I'm calling you. Today, I'm calling you into holiness. I have forgiven. I have forgiven, says the Lord. And it's in the sea of forgetfulness. He says, stop letting the devil bring up that old stuff and taunt you with that old stuff. I have already forgiven you, says the Lord. I love you, says God, with an everlasting love. There's nothing that can separate you from me. There's nothing can separate me from you, says God. He says, so repent, turn, and keep moving forward. Keep it moving.
Moving.
And God says, read Luke 13:32, where Jesus deals with the spirit of Herod, because the spirit of Herod is trying to come against you, and that spirit is trying to kill you and to kill your future and to kill the anointing and the call on your life. But God says, keep moving forward. Amen. You got to keep moving forward. Amen. We got to take some more calls. I love you, Erica. I'm going to be talking to you later. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas, who's a deacon in our church and who's listening. Amen. I know she doesn't want to come on the air, but I just want to thank God for that wonderful woman who just continues to strengthen me, continues to speak life to me. When I'm feeling down, it's my mother, it's that woman who speaks to me and encourages me. And like you, Minister Valerie, our relationship suffered when I dropped out of high school, when I got pregnant at 15 and became a mother at 16. But I thank God, and when I was out there doing all kinds of craziness, but I thank God that my mother stayed in my corner. Even though she was disappointed, she never turned her back on me. And I knew she was disappointed, but I thank God that today I can make her proud. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
We
want to
take another call. We got a hand raised. Amen. I love you, Mommy. Area code 786, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Bless God.
Erico 786, are you there?
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Pastor Varian.
Amen. Can you talk, woman of God?
Amen, I can.
Amen. Well, you're on the air. I know you have something to say.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just blessed, first and foremost, to be here today to hear the testimonies that have come forth through the mighty power and the anointing of our Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And it is this testimony that allows people to become delivered, that can set the captives free,
thank you,
and that does the will and the work and the service of the Lord,
thank you,
that
Jesus
came here to show us how to do. It's these things that allow his people to receive the deliverance that he himself would do in this earth if he was physically in a physical body here.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he uses us as his ministers, as his pastors, his preachers, his teachers, bishops, deacons, elders, prophets, prophetesses, whatever calling that he's placed on our life. He uses us to help our brothers and sisters. And it's that sincere love for God that allows you to stand boldly and
thank
to
you,
speak
Jesus.
The truth. Because Jesus said, I came to set the captives free.
I didn't come here
to keep people in bondage, but I came here to set them free. And that's that bondage that people try to use against you because Satan is using them against themselves and also against their brothers and their sisters to keep them in bondage because they themselves are in bondage.
Yes.
You cannot get a slave to set another slave free. That person first has to be free in order to see that they themselves are free, and now they need to set you free. And I'm going to say this again, as I said in the last broadcast that Pastor Rebecca had, Terry Tubman said, I could have saved many more if they would have just realized that they were slaves.
My Lord.
And that's why these people cannot help us. That's why they cannot give you any word of encouragement. They are still slaves.
My Lord.
A slave does not want to see another slave go free. As long as I'm a slave, you need to be a slave. As
Lord
long
Jesus.
As I'm captive, you need to be captive. As long as I have not been set free, you do not need to be set free. And it's
My
that
Lord.
Control that the enemy has over their life that keeps them in the position they're in to try to tear down each person that they come into contact with. But thanks be to God that he sends deliverers like
Thank
he
you,
sent
Jesus.
Moses and like he had with Joshua
Lord
and like
Jesus.
He had with Caleb that would give a good report and not an evil
Ooh,
report so that
God.
You can be set free and so
yes,
that
Lord.
You can be delivered because it is only the devil who sits there and tries to tell you about everything, who
oh,
tries
yes.
to keep you in the place that you're in, but not so says the Lord.
Bless
you are
God.
A woman, thou art loose. You are
Ooh,
free.
Jesus.
You are not a captive. You are not a prisoner. You are not a slave. You are a free
Ooh,
man.
Jesus.
And you are a free woman because the Lord does not deal in bondage. The Lord does not deal in captivity. He wants his sons and his daughters free. And just like you're free in the world, grab a hold of this man of God or woman of God. Just like you're free in this world, when we have children and our children mess up and they don't get it right, but they come back and they receive that chastisement and they come back into the line. They don't look back to what they did 5 days ago or 5 months ago or 5 years ago. So you don't look back either. It's dead, it's gone, it's the past. That's why we call it the past.
Ooh,
because it is
bless
the past.
God. Preach,
it
preacher.
Is not the present. It is not the future, but it is the past. So do not allow the devil
Ooh,
to
Jesus.
Talk to you about the past. You're not in the past. You don't live there. You can't live there. The future is in front of you. The present is currently around you and surrounding you. Don't live there. I don't care what you've done. Don't live there. You don't see people out there in the world living the past, and they do this stuff to people every
Come
day.
Come on now.
Week. They evil, they hateful, they spiteful, they malicious. You do not see them living yesterday. They
yes,
do
yes.
not care what happened yesterday because they're not in yesterday. They're in today.
Yes.
They're not in yesterday. So you're not in yesterday. You're not in the past. You're in the present. You're in the today of
Lord,
what
thank
that,
you.
For that life that God wants for you, not what the enemy wants for you. He has forgiven you of that. He set you who the Son set free.
Yes.
Who the Son.
Who
not
the Son?
Not the people. Who the Son
Who
of God
the Son?
Set free.
Who Jesus?
Free indeed. God
yes.
said you're free. Jesus said you are free. Do not allow the man or the woman who walks the face of this earth to put you back there where
Lord,
you do not belong.
You.
You don't belong in the past.
Ooh, Jesus.
You belong in the present. You don't belong
yes.
there. No longer live there. No longer allow somebody to take you there. And when they talk to you about the past, be like me. Please be like
Listen.
Me. When they talk to you about the past, you tell them this. That's that exact that was. You know what you do to make the devil mad? I had
Come
so
on.
Much fun that I had so much fun in that life. And I
Come
know
on.
To some people that sounds wrong. It sounds wrong for you to hear me say, I had so much fun in that life. But it would be wrong for me not to acknowledge the truth.
My Lord,
it would be
yeah.
so wrong for
Ooh,
us not
Jesus.
To acknowledge the truth of what we did in the past. If you were in that situation, you liked it, you loved it, it felt good because that's
Come
what,
on, tell the truth.
That's what the flesh does. It revels in the things that it deals in. That's
yes.
why I had a great time in the past.
Come
that is
on.
Exactly who I used to be. That is exactly the life I used to live. And sit there, you laugh about it because that's not you no more. You know who you
yes.
are.
Yes, come on, come
that
on.
That is not you. You're not
Ooh,
that
Jesus.
Person anymore. You don't belong in that situation anymore. So you do not allow that situation to give you shame. You do not allow it to give you guilt. There is no guilt. There
yes.
is no shame. I'm
yes.
going to say this to you, and I love you with all the love of Christ Jesus that's in me. If you weren't shamed when you were back there, don't be shamed today.
Come on now.
Just do that.
Come
if
on
you
now.
Were not ashamed when you were back there, do not be ashamed today. I will not allow anybody to make me shame about the person I used to be because
Ooh,
I wasn't
Jesus.
Ashamed then, and I'm not ashamed now.
All
that's
right.
who I was. That's what I did. It is what it was, but I'm a better person today because
oh, yes.
Jesus Christ stepped in my life like
oh, yes.
he did for Paul, whose name was Saul, and he met me on that road to Damascus, and he turned my life around. So I will not allow any devil, any demon, any antichrist, or any person who is possessed by them or controlled by
yes,
them
so.
To tell me about who I am. I am a child of God. You are a child
yes.
of God. You are
yes.
a son
Jesus.
And a daughter. You are an inheritor of the inheritance of your God.
Yes.
You are a king, and you are a queen. That's who you are.
Amen, amen.
Yes,
Ooh,
amen.
Jesus.
Don't let anybody
my
tell
God.
You about who you are.
My
That's
Lord.
You are a child of the Most High Living God.
Yes.
You are a free woman. You are a free man. Don't you allow
yes.
nobody. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter, your nephew, your niece, your cousin. I don't care if it's your godmama, your goddaddy, your fake sisters and brothers, they ain't even real, as we call them, in biological, but they're real in the body.
Yes,
do
yes.
not allow these people to make you feel bad about you. You got to make
Amen.
Them feel bad about the conversation they having with you by being sure and confident in your God.
Bless you,
yes.
Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Pastor.
Oh, my God. Well, God bless you. I mean, that she spoke. Amen. She spoke.
Amen.
And I'm gonna Pastor Varius, thank you for that. Amen. I've muted Pastor Varius. I want to just let the listeners know that this is just too much for one broadcast.
My Lord
I've already
Jesus.
Extended it beyond extension. We only have 15 more minutes.
Ooh, Jesus.
Definitely, we will have to continue this topic. I just want everybody out there to know, I want to welcome all of you and thank you all for listening.
Amen.
This topic is hot. The topic
Amen.
Is, Lord, help me to stay out of his bed.
Yes.
And we are speaking with Minister Leslie Allen, who is the author of I Am Inspired.
Yes.
And really, you know, she has shared with her with us her struggle about fornication, how she was out there having sex, got caught, ended up pregnant, refused to compromise, refused to get married, to cover it up, refused to have an abortion, had her son, and after delivering, she had her son, I believe, in 2004,
yes.
and she did not get delivered until 2008, so she
yes.
went through something to get to this point where she can share her testimony and talk about it with remorse, not proud of the fact that she was out there having sex, but she didn't think she could get caught, got court and came to her knees. God brought her to her knees
yes,
where
God.
He became, now she truly became a new creation where she
Amen.
Was delivered, totally delivered. She
yes.
is delivered. She stands before us today totally delivered and that
yes,
is what
God.
The inspiration is that God is able. God
yes.
is able to keep us from even fornication, from those things that
yes.
feel good to us
yes.
because we would be lying if we said that sex does not feel good. But every anything that feels good, just because it's permissible, does not mean that it's beneficial. Amen.
Amen.
Just because
Amen.
It's delectable and delightful does not mean that it's beneficial. You know, none of us, a lot of us were not virgins when we got saved. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
A lot of us on this line are not virgins, but we know that we need God to keep this flesh under subjection. But also, the Bible tells us, like Paul, to put our flesh under subjection. Paul
yes.
said, put that flesh under subjection. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is to put it under the blood. We got
Amen.
To give our bodies to Christ. As Romans tells us in chapter 12, 1, to submit our bodies to Christ as a living sacrifice. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
You know, I got to give my body to Christ. I got to make up my mind that no pleasure, like Minister Valerie Allen said, is worth any man getting
yes.
that close to me anymore.
Yes.
And even for the married woman out there who is tempted to go into adultery, you got to know it's not worth it. I thank
yes.
God for all of the callers who have called already. It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. You know, how do I keep myself from sexual sin? My God, there are certain situations. Minister Valerie Allen talked about it earlier today. Mm-hmm. And I want her to give her a website, and also we're going to give her information about the upcoming luncheon that she had, but is having. But there's a
yes.
certain there's certain situations. Listen to me, women of God. You just can't find yourself in that car in the dark, sitting in the car, just you and him alone after you've had a nice dinner,
yeah.
you know, after you've spent some time together in that dark movie theater holding hands. You can't find yourself smooching in the restaurant because all of that stuff can lead to more, as you have heard Minister Valerie Allen testify. You know, you can't find yourself having Bible study in his house with just you and him, or in your house with just you and him. Come on, you need
yes.
boundaries, and you need chaperones. I know you're grown, but you
mm-hmm.
need chaperones, because that flesh will start to burn. Let me tell you, have you ever seen a fire start from an ember, and then all of a sudden it's totally out of control? Come
yes.
on, somebody. A dry leaves burn faster, you know. So if you've had a dry season and you've been holding out for a while, you haven't done anything for a while, don't you go near that fire. Don't go near. Don't go lighting no matches. Don't go putting no kerosene on that thing. Come on, come on, because that thing will burn up. It was. And you cannot hold fire to your bosom without getting burned. Come on,
Amen.
Come on. I don't care if he is ugly. I don't care if you're not attracted to him. Come on, you know, if it's been so long and you haven't had a man, you know, you haven't been around a man or a woman, because come on, sometimes there are women out
come
there.
On.
There are women out there. There are women out there that will try to entice you. Come on. So I'm just going to tell you practical ways. You just got to stay away from that situation. Stay away from them circumstances, because this flesh is real, you know, and we're killing
Bless
this
God.
Flesh. We got to die daily.
Bless
but
God.
Come on. This flesh will rise up and try to take control and tell you you're going to lay down with him and,
yes.
and you just pay the price later. But no, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
Don't you lay down with him.
Yes.
Minister Valerie,
yes.
we're going to take two more calls. We got 10 minutes. I want
okay.
you to give
well,
your website.
I just want
give
to wrap
website.
It up.
Give your website.
Okay. www.outskirtspress.com/I am inspired. Again, www.outskirtspress.com/I'm inspired. Outskirts Press/I'm inspired, which is the title of the book.
Amen. And I know you want to wrap it up, but I want to take one more call, and then I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Amen.
954 has their hand up. And I want to just take this last call. Area code 954, and we have many more on the air. Their hands are not up, so that's why I'm not taking them, but I want to take the ones that I see their hands up. Area code 954, you're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
God bless you, women of God. This is Pastor Stephen Amaker from Deliverance by Faith. I've been listening and listening and listening, and you ladies are speaking so much deliverance to other ladies, and this is so, so much needed to hear a place that women can come and be for real. You know, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. My comment is quick, and I'm taking it from a man's point of view. As you can hear, I am a man, yes.
Amen. So,
amen.
God,
amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
When you ladies, be careful and only go if God directs you to go to, watch this now, I'm going to hit you, I'm going to hit you hard now. When you go into your pastor's office for counseling about sex and your flesh, make sure that God sent you in there. Because what has been such a bad problem in the church, you go in and you come in the pastor's office, he closed the door and it's just you and him, and you coming in for spiritual counseling. Now tell me, how did you wind up in the bed?
Lord Jesus.
Oh, you started something up in here, Pastor.
Lord,
I don't have
another whole subject matter.
Jesus. We're going to continue that next week.
Lord Jesus.
You're right. I'm glad you touched on that. Go ahead, sir.
Because it's so prevalent. You go to McDonald's. So how did you get a hot dog and McDonald's don't sell hot dogs? You're going in for one thing, but as someone was saying in the chat room, you have to be led by God to who to go to, what to go to them about, and then especially ladies, when you go in your pastor's office to speak with him about sexual desires or whatever that's going on in your body, make sure his wife is there.
Amen. Good, sir.
It should be the three of you. Because you're going for a spiritual. Because look at here, you go to the psychopath, the physical therapist, you get physical therapy. You go to the emotional therapist, you get emotional therapy. You go to the church for a spiritual therapy, and you get in the bed.
Lord Jesus.
My Lord Jesus.
Something wrong. Thank you, sis. I enjoy your broadcast as always. God bless. Thanks for allowing me to have this word.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
My God. We're going to have to pick that up next week because that's a big problem in the church. Wow. Tune in next week, Women to Women, blogtalkradio.com/power. We'll be talking about that. Pastor Amica, come back. Okay.
All right.
Mr. Valerie.
That's it. If I could just wrap it up because I know time is of the essence, but I thank God for this awesome opportunity today. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, God bless you and your family for allowing God to use you in such a mighty way on this day. I've never been more encouraged and inspired myself by all those who have been inspired to inspire. But I will say this, because the last pastor, before the pastor, blew me out of the water. But for those of us who don't understand things, this is what I wrote at the end of my book. It was an affirmation of sin. And I wrote this scripture, and it says, he that covers his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. Because, yes, we understand it's easy, with all due respect, to preach and teach no, say no to sex, say no to drugs, say no to no. But the bottom line is there's still some of us who falls into sin. So this is what I wrote in the end of my book, and I said, you know what? I said, God, I had listened to Dr. Jeremiah, and I never heard of him prior to that, and this was on the Father's Day, because I tell you, this was all leading up to my deliverance, because I understand there's still yet some who need deliverance even yet today, but I just want to be able to conclude with this word. This was on Father's Day, Sunday, June 15, 2000, and as I said, was all leading up to my deliverance. And this is where I had come to the point of confession, is why I write it in the book. I was in awe as to how I related to Samson's story. This was the subject matter that Dr. Jeremiah was speaking on. And this is what I write. I said, I too believe I was set apart from birth for service to God, except I ignored my vow and devotion to him as if I could continue sinning, fornicating without consequence. In retrospect, I allowed myself to be deceived because I wanted to believe that I was needed despite my medical health and more. Although I quoted and preached the word of God, I did not resist my burning lust and desire to see what was actually happening. And making no excuses, I gave into the kissing, hugging, and flattering words because I liked it. You mentioned that earlier, Pastor Rebecca. I liked him. And that is how and why it happened. I chose to continue putting myself in compromising positions to the point that I disregarded the Holy Spirit of God. I took my strength as well as God's presence for granted, while in a split second, deriving from one act of sin, I lost all that was attained, strength, confidence, self-respect, position in the body of Christ, and most of all, I lost my joy. Here I now stood, Valerie Allen, the strong, devoted woman who loved God, the minister of the gospel, who became the hypocritical born-again believer who conceived and gave birth to another immaculate child out of wedlock. There are no words to describe the amount of embarrassment and misguilt, humiliation and shame I experienced at that time, as Satan would have it no other way. But thanks be to God, on the contrary, in confession, repentance, and restoration, I later grasped there is indeed no sin that is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, my Lord. So I thank the Lord for this day and those who are still listening and may yet still be struggling. Trust the Lord God with all thy heart and all thy mind to deliver you, because he is able. I am one minister of the gospel now that can, you know, have compassion on people. And I do understand when people be sinning. So, you know, you just have to go before God, just confess your sins and ask him to forgive you of your sins and ask him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, because he is able to do just that. And make up your mind, have a made-up mind to turn around and never go back that way again. Because, indeed, there are consequences that precede every act of sin.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. My God. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Minister Valerie Allen, I just want you to speak a moment to those who don't know the Lord Jesus.
Yes. Those who don't know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of your sins, as Romans tells us, we just want to let you know that God is a forgiving God and that he is able to transform your life, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above more than you can ever ask or think. Those who may not be familiar with the scripture, in Romans 10:9-13, allow me to share that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture does say, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Wherefore, as you dwell in him, you are able, so able to confess your sins, be cleansed from all unrighteousness, and begin anew. As I ask you to simply repeat this prayer after me, if you're listening, just simply repeat this prayer. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I'm saved. Amen.
Amen.
So if you have simply repeated that simple prayer, just know that you are saved today, and we welcome you to the family of God. And we also encourage you to join a Holy Spirit, Holy Bible-based teaching church, such as one that Pastor Rebecca Simmons is in, and therefore, and that you will continue to grow in the unconditional love, joy, and full knowledge of God. And know that most of all, that God loves you, and he's there for you. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall have life and will not perish. You shall have everlasting life. And that's the life that God wants to give you today, is the abundant life. A life free of sin and shame, guilt, hurt, and pain, that you're able to go forth and do the work that God has called you to do in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In hallelujah.
Jesus name.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Bless the name
wow.
of the Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. Oh,
bless
man. You're awesome.
God.
Oh, God, you're an awesome
Amen.
God. My
Amen.
God, my God. How great
Amen.
Is our God.
Yes,
I have truly been blessed. Women of God, men of God, if you're in the New Jersey area, our own guest that has been highlighted today. I have had the privilege of highlighting Minister Valerie Allen, who is the author of I Am Inspired, The Beginning. And you can pick up her book at Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, or at her website, which she will repeat one more time just before we close out. She is hosting an event on the 24th of this month, Success Without Limits, Inspired Women's Luncheon at IHOP International House of Pancakes Restaurant on the second floor at 1212 Springfield Avenue. And it has Newark, but I believe that is Irvington.
It's Irvington. Yes, it is.
Irvington, New Jersey. Amen. So that is 724 at 2 o'clock p.m. at the IHOP in Irvington, New Jersey, Success Without Limits, Inspired Women's Luncheon, and it's $15 per person. I tell you, that's a good price for IHOP. Amen.
Amen.
And there will be a live recording of the LaLisa Show. Amen. So you will actually be a part of a live recording of the LaLisa Show. And
Amen.
Speaking of LaLisa, she is on next weekend on
yes.
July the 17th at 9 o'clock a.m. from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m. She is hosting the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Awards Brunch,
yeah.
honoring 13 women of power. I was one of the first women that she honored last year.
Yeah.
I believe Valerie Allen was there also
yeah.
being honored.
Yeah.
The tickets are $25. I believe it is still buy one,
get one free.
Yeah. If you go online to www.LaLisaJWims.com, LaLisaJWims.com, that's WILLIAMS.com, LaLisaJWILLIAMS.com, LaLisaJWims.com/RYPAWARDS, RYP Awards. Or you can call LaLisa at 908-432-1853. At the door, it is $30, but if you get that buy one, get one free, you can pay $25. Amen. Hallelujah. And now I
Amen.
Also invite you to come out and worship with us at the New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our service time on Sunday is 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock sharp. We are a church of with a spirit of excellence, and we do start on time. Our prayer service is at 7:30 on Tuesday night, and our Hour of Power Bible study service is at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. So please come by and see me. I would love to meet you and give you a hug. Woman of God, God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you to all of the listeners, everybody that called in. God bless you. We'll be right back here at 1 o'clock for another anointed broadcast here at Women to Women with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Minister Valerie Allen, for the listeners, we're off the air, but for the people who are listening via archive, please give your website and where we can buy your book and also any other information that our listeners can use to contact you just as we go off the air.
Amen. Bless God. Again, thank you for such an awesome opportunity. To God is indeed the glory. Website is www.outskirtspress.com/IAMInspired. outskirtspress.com/IAMInspired, which is the title of the book, And you can also find me on Facebook at Author Valerie Allen, Twitter, iInspired, I-N-S-P-I-R-D-E, and also MySpace, Author Valerie Allen. So there are various places you can find. You can also find me next Saturday at the Power in the City, Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Awards Brunch with Minister LaLisa J. Wims. I bless God. I'm also one of the presenters there. And as of tomorrow, continue to pray for me. The Lord is blessed, and I will be bringing forth the word of the Lord at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, 283 South Orange Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, 9:15 a.m.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. It has been my privilege to highlight you today on
Amen.
Women to Women. And I just thank you so much for coming and being with us on today. You have truly been a blessing.
Bless God. Bless you, Pastor
Amen.
Rebecca. Thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much
I
for
love
allowing
you.
Me. I love you more. Thank you so much. It's indeed been a blessing, and I thank God for how God has used you and has opened up this doorway for you via internet with the Blog Talk Radio Woman to Woman show. It's indeed has been a sincere pleasure, and having a great opportunity of him giving me the desire of my heart and crossing paths with you and just
Amen.
Sharing and fellowshipping on today and having the opportunity to, you know, be a blessing in the chat room as well as online and all the inspired calls. So to God be the glory for all the great things he has done. May God continue to bless you, your family, and your church and church family in Jesus' name. And he will continue to give you the desire of your heart. And he will bless you exceedingly above only more than you could
yes,
ever
Lord.
Have to think. In Jesus' precious name. God bless you so much, Pastor Rebecca. I can't thank you enough
Amen.
For what you have allowed God to do this day. Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you, thank you.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. You're
Amen.
Welcome to God be the glory. And for all of those who came in late, you can listen to the archives. And even those who are on the still with us on the phone lines and in the chat room, you can listen to the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/power. Within the next hour, the archives will be available. So tell all of your friends, tell your girlfriends, even your guy friends, to come back and listen to the archives of this broadcast, because I believe that this broadcast has already changed lives, amen, and there will be many more lives changed as a result of people listening to the archives. I declare it in the name of Jesus, amen. This is Pastor Rebecca signing out, and I thank you all for being with me on today. I will be back next week, next Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. I look to see you there. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, that topic was so hot, and everybody that came on was worthy.